الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We continue the explanation of Surah Al-Baqarah, chapter 2, verse 51. قال الله تعالى وإذ وعدنا موسى 40 ليلة ثم اتخذتم العجل من بعده وأنتم ظالمون. And remember when we appointed for Moses 40 nights, and in his absence you took the calf for worship, and you were zalimun, wrongdoers. ثم عفونا عنكم من بعد ذلك لعلكم تشكرون. Then after that we forgave you so that you might be grateful. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is informing about the appointment which he gave for Musa. We appointed for Musa 40 nights. And in another verse, 30 nights, then we completed it with 10, and so it became 40. Then, and in his absence you took the calf, meaning you took it as God for worship. And this calf was an idol made of gold, and this calf was an idol made of gold which a Samiri had made for them and told the children of Israel, this is your God. So Allah says, I remember when we appointed for Musa 40 nights, and his absence you took the calf for worship, and you were wrongdoers, disbelievers. And in this way there is a scolding at them, that they have no excuse whatsoever to do that. When Allah said, and you took, اتخذتم, that you have no excuse to do that. Then we forgave you. The next verse, please. After that we forgave you so that you might be grateful. And this forgiveness was after they repented to Allah. As will come with us in the verses later, inshaAllah. So that you might be grateful. لعلكم تشكرون. تشكرون, grateful for Allah's favors on you. And this shukr, this matter of shukr, of being grateful, takes place in the heart. And in this sense it would refer to the belief of the heart that the favor is from Allah. This is the meaning of the heart's being grateful. And it also is on the tongue, uttering the favor of Allah out of confession, not out of false pride and the like. And it also takes place on the lips, in the acts of obedience to the one who is giving the favor to us. So this is how a believer is thankful to Allah, in the heart by believing that the favor is from Allah, on the tongue by uttering and speaking about the favor of Allah on oneself, not just not as a reflection of false pride, but as a confession, admittance, and on the tongue and on the limbs, manifested in obedience to Allah, because He is the one who is bestowing on us. From the benefits of these verses, the wisdom of Allah in His preordainment and in His decrees. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave for Musa, appointed for Musa 40 nights to bring down, to reveal for him the Torah. Yet we know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is able to do that in one night, one time. However, for a wisdom which we have no knowledge of, Allah promised him 30 nights first, then completed it with 10, and that therefore was a 40. And from the benefits, making clear the ignorance, the complete ignorance of the children of Israel. How is this? It is because these ornaments which they made in the form of an idol, taking it as God for themselves, they borrowed some ornaments from the people of Pharaoh and made it on this form of a calf, a body with no soul. Then the Samiri said to them, as we read, the one who tricked them to do this, هذا إلهكم, this is your God, وإله موسى, and the God of موسى, هذا إلهكم وإله موسى فنسي, this is your God and the God of موسى, but موسى has forgotten, meaning his God. So they claim that Musa forgot and was not guided to his Lord, and instead this is his Lord, this calf. We seek refuge in Allah. How could this thing which is made be a Lord for you and for Musa, and yet you were the ones who made it? This is an evidence for their ignorance and their extreme stupidity. And they said, you know, to Musa one time, when they came and saw some people worshipping their idols, you know what they said to Musa, as Allah tells us about them, اجعل لنا إلها كما لهم آلهة, اجعل لنا إلها كما لهم آلهة, and we brought the children of Israel with safety across the sea, and they came upon a people devoted to some of their idols in worship. They said, O Musa, O Moses, make for us a God as they have. What was Musa's response? He said, إِنَّكُمْ قَوْمٌ تَجْهَلُونَ, verily you are a people who know not the greatness of Allah and His majesty, and that He alone deserves to be worshipped alone. And he spoke the truth, alayhi salatu wassalam. And from the benefits is that they took this calf, their taking of this calf was wrongdoing and polytheism, and Allah scolded at them in that. And from the benefits is the vast clemency of Allah, is the vast clemency of Allah Azza wa Jal, and that no matter to what extent a person commits sins, still the clemency of Allah encompasses him and directs him to repentance. And these and those from the children of Israel, وفقوا لها, Allah directed them and guided them to repentance despite all that you have heard so far about their actions. And from the benefits is that pardoning and forgiveness entails gratitude, because Allah said here لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ, so that you be thankful. And if forgiveness entails gratitude, then bestowing of favors by all means should be entailing of gratitude. And it should be even more demanding. We stop here inshallah ta'ala. And tomorrow inshallah we'll go over verse 53, and afterwards also we can do some more inshallah. Is there any particular question regarding this matter? Regarding these verses?